At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We are sticking with the NBA. It is getting hot and heavy as we get nearer to the playoffs. And, of course, getting nearer to the playoffs and nearer to the end of the regular season means that it is time for regular season awards. And, Rob, I got my ballot, MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, all the, you know, postseason awards, all NBA teams, things like that. Got my ballot earlier in the week. Haven't looked at it yet, just except to see when it was due. It's due April 11th, so we almost have close to 2 weeks. And I'm taking my time, and I'm letting this thing play out. I think this is an incredibly close race because there's only one team running away from everybody, and that's the Suns. And there's question as to whose team is that? Who's the best player?
But that happens often, Chris, where it'll split the vote between those two. That was Shaq and Kobe went through that.
They got one each, Rob. Right. Each one has one MVP.
Think That's about it. Like right. all those great years and what the Lakers were able to do because it one negates the other. And then usually Durant somebody on another team. Yep.
Right, Durant and Steph. When there's a question as to who's team it is or who's the better player, or maybe you think it's one guy's team but the other guy's really the better player, like Steph and KD, it does split the vote and just takes away from one of the players. And so that's the deal with Phoenix. So I don't think Devin Booker is a serious candidate. He'll be on my top five because you vote for five people, but he won't. I don't think he'll win it. I don't think he has much of a chance to win it. But, I mean, Giannis, Embiid, I think Luka's in there. Not going to win it, but certainly playing well. Jokic, of course. It's close with a lot of these guys. And I've been with Embiid for lately, Rob. Last, you know, few month, maybe month or so, I've been thinking Embiid.
But you're moving off of him, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not writing it in stone. I mean, it's going to be hard, I think, to get Giannis off there right now. But I'll probably vote Saturday, next Saturday, you know, and the votes are due Monday. But right now, yeah, I think it's the numbers between Embiid and Giannis are virtually identical. Both of them are basically at 30 points a game, 11 rebounds. Giannis has an edge in assists. Embiid has an edge in three-point percentage, which is big because he's a good three-point shooter. They get to the foul line, both of them 11 and a half times. They're the top two in the league at that. Their PERs are very close, both of them around 31. Defensively, they're two of the best in the league. Embiid, I think, slightly has a higher defensive rating, but I'd say Giannis is the better defender, although they're close. They're both great. But, Rob, these last two games, I can't deny it because they were huge games. So Milwaukee, we know they played Philly and Brooklyn the last two games. Those are arguably the two best teams in the East outside of Milwaukee. And Giannis just, not only does he average 42, 14, 6 assists on 67% shooting, Rob.
Wow.
But he makes the game-winning plays. He blocks Embiid's shot at the end of the game. He drives to the hole and gets fouled last night. Hits the two game-winning free throws. Not to mention hitting a three at the end of regulation, which obviously isn't his forte. And then on top of that, Rob, Embiid, who had big games numbers-wise. But, Rob, you know what a coach is going to say when Embiid gets that rebound off the Harden miss against Milwaukee. Dunk it! Big right. fella, go up and dunk it! He rushed the layup and got it blocked. I think if he goes up to dunk, Rob, he either makes it and maybe gets fouled. He either makes it and doesn't get fouled. Or he gets fouled and it forces him to miss it, but he's got a chance at two free throws to tie, and he's a really good free throw shooter. And then last night, Rob, 37 points in the loss to Detroit, but when it really came down to it, he had 4 points in the fourth quarter. And so I am moving Giannis ahead of Embiid right now. And let me throw these numbers quickly at you, Rob, before you go. It's close because I was watching, I got NBA TV on. The Grizzlies and the Suns are about to play. And they took a poll of, you know, their viewers. Here's what they have. Giannis at 39% of the vote. Devin Booker at 23%. This is from viewers. Embiid at 18%. Jokic at 15%. And Jason Tatum at 6%. And Rob, we talked about the ESPN poll where most of these media members that they polled out of 100, I don't know how many have votes. But a lot of them, Rob, you know, these young analytics guys. And they got Jokic running away with it because analytically it's great. But I just think that's a big mistake.
I think, Chris, your angst will probably be for naught. I think that your angst over those two will probably be for naught. That's my gut because of Jokic and what you just talked about.
You think Jokic is going to win it?
Yep, I do because you already said, what is it, his PER is the greatest ever?
Yep.
Like that's what they'll hang their hat on. That nobody's ever had this PER, and that's what's going to put – that's why you see, like, your vote – like, when looking at that ESPN poll, Chris, they look at all that stuff now, and I'm telling you –
right.
It will be the last time I remember being in like an argument, it didn't wind up happening, but I remember when Miguel Cabrera, Chris, for the Tigers, hit for the Triple Crown, led the league in average home runs and RBIs, right? That's the Triple Crown.
Right.
And they were saying he didn't deserve the MVP of the American League that year. Now, he won it, but there was a loud negative group about people who were talking about other people's war. Nobody cares about RBIs anymore. Right. Nobody cares about home. Like that's what they were saying. Like, it doesn't matter. So I really think that you're still a basketball purist and you're looking at impact. I think that Embiid will wind up probably not getting it, but he's had an unbelievable season.
Are you still with Embiid?
Yeah,
personally?
I still like him, Chris, from the standpoint of what he had to endure.
Now that's
true. About not having your number two guy. And James Harden is a Johnny come lately. Let's just be honest.
Right.
So I think that matters. His team, the Sixers, could have gone the other way easily. And this guy has played his butt off. I don't think he's going to win it, Chris. There might be Giannis fatigue with the younger NBA writers. Giannis fatigue. Possibly. It ain't fair. But we know it happens. We say it all the time. What year did Michael Jordan not win to have MVP numbers?
Right.
Exactly. What year?
Because exactly.
We don't know what year
he could have won 10 straight.
Right. Even though he didn't win every year.
Right. And see, Rob, I think because you know it, like when we look back at history and we rank players, you know, we do our rankings of all time players. We look at things like MVP awards and all that. And it's not the end-all, be-all, because Kareem has six, but he's not, you know, Jordan's generally viewed as the GOAT. But I think, I take stuff like that into consideration, Rob, the historical precedent. Because if we were to say right now, you know what, let's just vote for the best player now. Whoever's the best player, if he's the best player seven straight years, fine. He wins it every year. I don't think that'd be fair to Jordan and LeBron and Kareem and you know? Because they didn't get it every year they were the best player.
No.
I don't mean the best season. You know, if you have the best season statistically and all that, you know, fine. But even if you don't and your team doesn't have the best record, we still recognize a Jordan, a LeBron was the best player for a significant stretch of time. And they didn't get it every year.
LeBron won what, four?
Four.
Yeah.
He won four in like 5 years.
But it's been
five or 6 years. He hadn't won one in a while. You mentioned the PR, Rob. Here's where we stand. Nikola Jokic, 32.79 or 32.8. It's the highest ever. Okay. Giannis this year, 32.5, is second highest ever.
Okay.
And Giannis 2 years ago was the third highest ever. Wilt has 4 and 5. Michael has 6. LeBron has 7. And here's the big thing, Rob, and a lot of people don't understand this. The PERs now can be higher because of the prevalence of the three-point shot. The three-point shot can increase your true shooting percentage because you're hitting a shot that's worth 3 points, and you're hitting a lot more of them than these guys even took back in the
right.
day. So that's something people got to recognize, and that's one reason these PERs are higher. Even though Giannis didn't hit a lot of threes, obviously. But I just think that the record is a factor too, Rob. And that's where, and I know it's only a few games, but Philadelphia, they've lost 3 straight. They're dropping in the standings. They're now the 4th seed. And Milwaukee could be the 1st seed. They're a half game behind Miami. So that factors in as well. But, you know, it's a close MVP race. One of the closest as far as a number of people being alive that I can recall. And I think one who's not getting much love, Rob, is Luka Doncic. Who's the second best player? Spencer Dinwiddie, Jalen Brunson, and they're good players. But they're nobody's idea of a star. And yet Luka has the Dallas Mavericks in the 3rd seed in the West. And so I got to give him some love. Obviously, his numbers are through the roof. So I think he should be getting a little more consideration to be like a top 5, you know, vote getter. But he may not even be there. But, yeah, I'm going with Giannis right now, Rob. Again, I don't see that changing, but I'm open. You know, I'm just waiting until, you know, Saturday to make my picks.
No, I hear you, but you do have the feeling that PER – and it might, I don't know, is it going to drop?
No, I'm with you on the analytics.
You know what I mean? Like, you just know how the younger generation of these guys. Oh, he had the highest PER of all time. Okay, that's it. I don't care if they're in the sixth spot. Okay.
Right. I agree. They look at that like we looked at the triple-double with Westbrook. Right. And I think it's valid that we looked at the triple-double like that. But, Rob, you remember this. You were covering the league. In the 80s and 90s, they'd have the regular MVP award, and then IBM, the computer company, would have their MVP award. And it was totally based on numbers. Totally objective, sheer numbers. And David Robinson won more of them than anybody.
Right.
More than Jordan, more than Hakeem, all that. It was David Robinson the MVP all those years? No. So you can't go by numbers. You got to watch the games. You got to look at impact and all of that. And so I think it'll be a mistake if Jokic wins. And I voted for him proudly last year. He is a great – he is a tremendous player. I'll take nothing away from him. But I think this year Giannis is having a better season, a more impactful season. And I think he should be the MVP.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a Mets fan, how sick are you, Chris? Seriously. The season's about to start. Your ace, we're what? A week from the 6 days from opening day. And the news, Jacob DeGrom has some sort of stress reaction in his right shoulder. Chris, he can't stay healthy.
No.
I don't get it.
You think Anthony Davis is bad?
Right. He's the new Anthony. He's the Anthony Davis of Major League Baseball.
No doubt.
They got a new owner. Steve Cohen, Chris, he's spending money.
He's sick.
The Mets have the second highest payroll behind the Dodgers. They spend more money than the Yankees now. And a lot of people are picking the Mets. They love what they've done. Max Scherzer's your number two starter. You know, on most teams, Chris, he's your ace. And now they don't have DeGrom. It could be significant time from the story I read, Chris. So who knows? Is it 2 months? Is it half the season? Nobody knows.
Yeah, Rob. I don't know, man. I just feel like we see this so much, you know? And you and I talk about it all the time. They treat these, and again, not just baseball, obviously. The players are treated with kid gloves now. And it's just not working. I think you're right. Remember the doctor we had on a couple weeks ago, Rob? He said they don't build up any tolerance. Their bodies don't build up any tolerance because they're treated with kid gloves so much. And so your body can't handle a workload. This is bad. And I know there was talk about DeGrom opting out of his contract after this season. Jacob.
Right. Opt out of what?
I mean, Rob, he's got like $63 million coming to him the next 2 years. You better take that. Rob, and I'm going to say it, he probably will never be what he was. And I don't think this is the worst injury in the world. I'm just saying, like, we've seen it before.
He's been hurt a lot, and it is just amazing. You know, Chris, when we grew up, we used to see Tom Seaver and pitchers like that who made 35 starts every year.
Yes. And
am I right or wrong?
A lot 30, of complete games.
Right. Dwight Gooden, the year he was 24-4 with the Mets, he had 18 complete games, Chris. 18.
That's my point, Rob. Guess how many complete games DeGrom has thrown? This is probably more than you're going to guess. He's probably had more than you think.
I'll say 12.
Well. Four.
Four in his career?
Yeah.
Four in his career.
Oh, he's never had more than one.
Wow.
2016, he had one. 2017, 2018, one each. And one last year.
Wow.
And he can't stay healthy. last 2 years. So it's unfortunate, Rob, but it's not working. The analytics with these guys and their health. So unfortunately for the Mets and baseball fans all over.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Rob, let's go back to last night's game. Not the Brooklyn-Milwaukee game, but the stunner, Detroit's upset of Philadelphia. Unbelievable, Rob. Philadelphia has a lot to play for.
To lose that game, it was shocking. And you know,
bad loss. Bad loss.
And I, of course, picked Philly, given the points, and they lose.
Right. Well, Philly's bench didn't do much. All right, they got outscored. I believe it's 38-9. Actually, 38-8. Or maybe it's 39-8, but something like that. And Doc Rivers was asked about it after the game. Here's what he said.
Didn't play together tonight at all. That's something we've been doing. So it's just one of those nights, but tough one.
The bench unit struggled compared to their bench.
Well, they didn't struggle. You know, they didn't get a lot of shots, you know, in their defense. I think during that stretch, it was more James, than them. So, it's just a tough night.
All right. A lot of people. That's the reaction of a lot of people, Rob, is that they're taking it like Doc called out James Harden.
Because you can't say anything negative about anybody, Chris. You can't. Yeah, the coach can't. When he said it about
Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons, it was the end of the world. Doc stood up there, Chris, week after week, defending the guy. The first time he said anything, it was the end of the world. James Harden didn't have a good night, and he said it. He took all the shots, okay? They didn't get shots. What did he say, Chris? Did he lie? Did he lie?
Not only did he not lie, because Harden was 1 of 6 in the fourth quarter. Harden did pound the rock and go 1-on-1 a lot. And obviously other guys aren't getting involved. Now, Embiid's putting up numbers, but he gets it. It's kind of your turn, my turn. Not as much some two-man game, but not as much as we were seeing early in their when they teamed up together a few weeks ago. But other guys, Tobias Harris, Maxey, and those guys aren't really getting theirs like they were earlier. And Doc's been watching that now for a few weeks.
Right.
I got absolutely no problem with what he said, Rob. And to your point, he was only being honest, number one. Number two.
He didn't trash him.
He wasn't pounding his fist on the desk. James Harden is supposed to be better than this. He's supposed to be a superstar.
He cost us the game,
right? None of that. And Rob, I'm going to say this, Rob. If James Harden gets his panties in a bunch because of that, you never winning the title.
Right.
I mean, if that bothers you,
can't set you off. That sets you off,
right?
Like, I don't get it.
Rob, it's unbelievable. But you're right. That is what people are looking at. This killed the relationship with Ben. Is it gonna do the same with Harden? And I get the rationale, and there is truth to it. Of You know, be critical of your players in private, in the film session.
That wasn't critical, Chris.
That's the thing. I mean, I get, you know, keep your most of your criticism for them in private and then publicly kind of give them praise. I get, but you can say what Doc said. Come on.
He didn't say anything that was so egregious or like, James killed us. Oh, my God. And will this guy stop hoisting up threes? You know, or anything like that. Like, that's not what he said.
Right.
He was just saying it wasn't the bench. Don't write that. It wasn't the bench. Don't write that.
And if that's coaching. That's all there is to it. It's coaching. And so I got no problem. We've had our issues, you know, with some of Doc's coaching and decisions and all that.
But I don't have a problem there. I just don't. I don't think that's enough for people to make it out like Doc had, you know, like, oh, he dissed him. Oh, he trashed James Harden in the press conference. No, come on. If you can't say that, Chris, you can't say anything.
Right. Why you even got a coach? Why don't you just be like the Nets with Kyrie and Durant and we'll figure it out? Right. I mean, if a guy can't say that, I'm sorry. And Rob, I just think, you know, I had no problem with this. I got a little bit of old school in me. And I honestly, Rob, I felt the same way, and it was harsher, but I felt the same way when Bruce Arians, remember a couple years ago when they won the Super Bowl, he was critical of Brady
Right.
He's got to be better. He threw a bad one there.
There was a bad patch there. Right. Brady didn't play that well.
And Brady had no problem with it, apparently. I get it that now, you know, last season there were some issues. But, Rob, from the reports, and it's, I think, Rich Orenberger, our colleague here at Fox Sports Radio, I think he's been on the money. You know, I think he's been right in his reporting about the rift between Brady and Arians. But it had nothing to do with Arians calling guys out.
Right. Hey, Chris, let's bring in Rob G. He is the younger, young school, new school, and we're the two old gray hair grizzly.
Hey, wait, hold on, Rob.
Veteran.
I got more gray than Chris Broussard. Yes. Let's just be honest. I got more gray.
My stuff is hanging in there nicely. My natural brown hair, you know.
Just going back to your Doc Rivers comment. Now, I agree with you guys. I don't think he said anything that was incendiary. It wasn't that big of a deal.
No, okay.
However, this is what you got to consider. James Harden is not above quitting on a team. And he's done it multiple times now.
Let me just
make the point.
Okay,
he's going to be a free agent this offseason. He's going to get offered the Supermax deal. There's no way they're not going to offer it to him. Do you think that there's any part of Doc Rivers that regrets saying that? Because, you know, James Harden is not above saying, hey, if I'm going to re-sign, he's got to go.
Let me answer that.
That's the question.
Number one, James Harden cannot... James, if you're listening, you cannot quit on a third straight team, a second straight contender. You ain't quitting on horrible teams that have no shot. You quit on the Brooklyn Nets, who've got two of the best players in the league. If he were to quit on the Philadelphia 76ers, Rob G, I'm sorry. If I'm another team... And I get some teams are desperate. Some GMs are starstruck.
Right.
But my good Rob, who is he not gonna quit on?
I agree.
If he quit on Kevin Durant, James, Joel Embiid?
This is just like to do this now. And if you're really like this where you can't say anything to him.
Right. I'm sorry.
It's scary, Rob G.
Has he not been that
Rob
way?
G, don't you agree there's no way he can quit on the third straight?
I'm not saying he'll quit. I'm saying he'll make sure that Doc Rivers is not
well,
bad.
Here's the other thing. I think Doc, if they don't go deep in the playoffs, meaning probably at least to the conference finals, I think Doc is gone. Now, I don't know that. I'm speculating.
He signed a five-year contract, didn't he, Chris? Right?
Yeah, I've heard it from several people in the league that they think he would be gone. Daryl Morey loves Mike D'Antoni. Okay? Loves Mike D'Antoni. And I think he would bring in Mike D'Antoni next year if they don't have a deep playoff run.
Wow.
And I think Doc understands that. Again, I'm not reporting anything. I'm going off my speculation. Conversations with people around the league
reading
the tea leaves, right? And yes, and so I think Doc don't understand. I don't agree with it, and I don't think it'll happen. But two executives mentioned this to me. One executive and another person kind of around the league. Doc to the Lakers.
I ain't buying that.
I ain't buying it either.
Oh, no.
You buying that, Rob buying, G?
No, I am not
buying that. But that would be crazy
If Doc becomes a Lakers head coach, let's just pray we never go up 3-1 on anybody because, you know, we're going to lose. We just can't have it happen.
Guess what? You won't. You won't. You don't have to worry about that. No, but I can't buy that. But there's some people that think that could happen. But, yeah, I think that's the other part of it, Rob G. I hear you. What you're saying makes sense. And if Doc isn't in trouble.
Yeah, it's not a Doc issue. It's more of a Harden thing. He's just knowing your personnel, knowing how sensitive and prickly he can be, and knowing that James Harden is not above flexing his muscles to get what he wants.
I hear you, but that means Doc can't say anything.
Right.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You can't coach the team. You can't say anything. If you can't say that in a press conference, I don't know, Rob. Right?
Right.
Well, what can you say? He's just saying to the writers who asked a question about the bench, don't blame the bench.
Right. If you can't say, hey, he didn't have it tonight. James just didn't have it tonight. That's all right. It happens. You know, he's off tonight. We'll get it back. Like, if you can't say something like that, that's essentially what he was saying.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.